Artworks has been transforming the walls of Greater Cincinnati into extraordinary murals and transforming the lives of thousands of young artists for 21 years. Artworks celebrates a special birthday on November the 18th, and staff members Lisa Saya and Colleen Houston are here to fill us in. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Artworks has been around for 21 years, but people still may not be familiar with what it does and how it works. So tell us about how it all began.
Artworks was founded in 1996. We really, at our core, started as youth training and employment in the arts, and youth were mentored by professional artists and art educators to work on projects. And that has been a constant through this day. That is really the heartbeat and the core of so many of our programs.
When did the wall projects begin?
Our murals?
Yeah.
So we really launched that program formally in 2007, and it was the vision of our mayor, Mayor Mark Mallory, at the time. He had been traveling, and he was in the city of Philadelphia and saw the incredible mural program there, the incredible impact to the economy and to the civic pride. And we were so thrilled when he really invited Artworks to consider launching a similar program. What is unique about our program and really distinguishes our program from the Philadelphia Mural Arts Program is that youth paint the murals that you see all around our city. And that is really, I think, amazing to anyone who may not know that, when they really appreciate how beautiful they are and how much they've done for our city. And youth apprentices have been part of every single mural.
How many students, how many young artists have there been over the course of the 21-year history of Artworks?
So we've employed more than 3,000 youth apprentices through Artworks and 2,000 artists. So we're incredibly proud of those numbers, and we're incredibly proud of the fact that we're actually impacting our local economy with those wages.
Another thing I don't think listeners may be aware of is the fact that Artworks has more than the component of the murals. They're two other arms. And tell us about the other two areas in which Artworks has been working.
Our public art program is our most visible, and the murals are the most visible component, but we have so many other public art installations throughout the city. And then in addition, we have a really amazing program, Creative Enterprise, where we support creative entrepreneurs to launch or grow their businesses. And we have supported over 300 graduates of that program just in the last 5 years and helped 128 businesses thrive here in Cincinnati, from bakers to chocolatiers to woodworkers. So that really is part of the economic impact we're making on creativity in our region, and really fostering the success of anyone who has a passion to make a living with their work and their talent and their craft. And then also we have a division called ArtRx, which is really about the healing potential of the arts and the power of the arts. And so we have one of our signature programs is called Hero Design Company. Artists that we hire co-design capes with individuals facing hardship, youth usually.
It's truly inspirational to see our youth apprentice paired up with a child, let's say, from Children's Hospital, and creating a theme, a hero design theme for that child, and then presenting them the cape. So our youth apprentices design the emblem based on the child's wishes, and then a couple months later, they go back and present the hero, the cape, with the emblem, the hero emblem. So just in general, it's really about the fact that there's a hero within each and every one of these children.
How do you recruit your student artists, Lisa? How do you find them, and what kind of a process do they need to go through?
I love when people ask us this question, because not many people realize that we have a pretty tough interview process. Each year, around March, we interview hundreds of apprentices. So they have to apply just like any other job. Our apprentices are between the ages of 14 and 21, and oftentimes it's their first time interviewing. So it's incredible to see some of the apprentices come in and interview and present their resume, and they have to present a portfolio of their work as well. So it's a pretty serious process. And funny enough, one of the questions on our interview application is, are you afraid of heights? So it's so inspirational to see these kids come in and interview. And more often than not, half of our apprentices come from underserved neighborhoods around the city. So it's a really incredible opportunity for them to build the confidence and really find that there is an opportunity within the arts in Cincinnati.
And out of the hundreds of students who apply, how many are actually chosen?
Oh, and I also love that question, too. It really depends on our funding. So I think this year we were able to, out of maybe 250 kids that applied, we were able to hire 185. I could be wrong on those facts, but we've had as many as 400 kids interview, and it's throughout the course of a weekend in March.
Well, speaking of funding, you have a big event coming up in November.
So we do.
Tell us about that. It sounds exciting, especially the venue.
Yes, and we are celebrating our birthday the same way we create public art on a grand scale. I think the best way to sum it up is, you know, expect the unexpected. It's called 21 Candles. It's our birthday party, and it's presented by PNC, and it's at Lunkin Airport in Hangar Number 2 on November 18th.
Which is a Friday evening.
It's a Friday evening, and I think most people that know artworks know that November 18th is usually when our fall party occurs. You can purchase tickets at the door or online, and all the proceeds will support our mission of transforming people and places through investments in creativity.
Colleen, do you have any update on what's going to be going on in the hours between 6 and 11?
I can share that. Okay, I've been really close to the party. We've had an amazing committee that supported this party and some wonderful co-chairs. We're really excited to announce that Secret Artworks is back. So we're going to have nearly 500 works of art by local artists on display at the event for purchase. And if you purchase a ticket at certain ticket levels, you'll get a voucher. So the cool thing about this is the identity of the artist is secret until you make your selection at the party. We'll also have 21 local and global renowned artists as a part of our 21 Candles Silent Art Auction. And this is sponsored by the Red Door Project. So that's going to be very high caliber artistic pieces from local and globally renowned artists. And then we're going to have, obviously, a lot of food and a lot of libations, all supported through some of our local chefs and restaurants as well, and a lot of entertainment. And, you know, someone might just pop out of a cake. Who knows? We'll see.
It sounds like it's going to be quite the celebration. And I just want to say that it's extraordinary to drive around Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky, too, the whole region, and see some of these murals. As a matter of fact, when walking into the Cincinnati Public Radio parking lot and seeing that huge mural that overlooks the parking lot there, in the corner, it says an artworks project. How many murals do you have planned for next year?
Good question. We're finalizing our plans.
Well, it all is tremendously exciting, and I thank you so much for being here. Lisa Saya and Colleen Houston are staff members of Artworks, which is celebrating its 21st birthday with a great party on Friday, November 18th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Lunkin Hangar 2. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.